need to be a move
on. Do we talk about the ranch house? I know you were talking a little bit while I was messing with the phone. But
the basement is $24,000.
But the basement?
A 30 by 40 basement.
$26,400.
So that's a lot more than if you do that for, you know.
That pretty much wipes out what we have.
Yeah, so you're living in a basement. That doesn't quite
start. And,
I don't.
Where do you start?
Because everybody wants to.
Well, you have to start with a plan. For one, we need a bill of materials. For two, then we need somebody that's going to build it, a general contractor, and a permit. Those are the things you need.
Yeah.
If we don't have those, we'd have nothing.
But
a basement is just one little piece of that puzzle.
But I think what they're trying to do, though, just to stay within that, is it $25,000
or $30,000? $30,000. Yeah, but
that all that is the mission, though, of everything else, you know.
We have to put it to vote.
There's from one of our original meetings, that Foley brought it up, that guy from Colorado said, what's his name?
Steve.
Was going to be able to do it for 20 or less.
No.
The foundation.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's a foundation.
Well, that's what we're talking about
but,
here, too.
But okay, so we have a foundation, but that doesn't, where's our plan? Where's our building materials for the plan? Who's going to build it? When's it going to be done? Where's the permit?
Well, if it can be done for $10,000 less, it needs to be considered.
But that's a foundation.
No, you
don't even talk about foundations unless you have a plan.
We got to have a house plan.
So where's our house plan? You see what I mean?
The blueprint we have is for the addition.
Yeah.
We paid for an addition.
Yeah,
and it's way out there.
Yeah.
I don't think we should go
there. I'll check into the blueprint.
What is the consensus, though? Do you think adding on to that bill is really...
It's more costly.
No, I honestly think that we could
tie into the other.
If we can do that,
maybe it's not it's not the most beautiful thing,
yeah.
but it can be done. It looks good, and it can be done reasonable.
If you can get us a quote with a plan, and a bill of materials, and what it's going to cost in labor to get it done, then we can act on it. But if we don't have those things, we can't act on it.
That's what we've got.
One of your kids, didn't you say?
Yeah, but it's too much.
Yeah.
It's $250,000.
I know.
We can't do that. So it has to be something different.
Break down on materials.
Yeah, I've already done it. I already done it myself. I've done over 100 breakdowns on blueprint.
But we all need that
stuff on materials.
If I don't have that in front of me, we can't act on it. And not only that, but that's going to exceed $30,000. So we still have
to vote. No. Never mind. I mean, I've been in so many arguments here today, I don't want to open my mouth anymore.
Well, we can't do anything if we put a vote to it. We can't spend any more money than that.
We have $30,000 on a...
Of a debt limit.
Account.
Yeah, we got $30,000. We can go get $30,000.
Right.
Then hopefully, with a little bit of management, we could probably come up with $20,000 just out of our budget, regular budget this year. If we take money from here, put it into here.
We could
take a little money from here, put it into here, and come up with $50,000 and pretty well get it done.
I don't believe it can be done for $50,000.
I don't either. Not done.
So we received another $500 donation.
Get shell out there.
I still think that we can't do anything unless we have a real budget with somebody that is hired and responsible to manage that project from the beginning to the end. We need a plan, and we need a permit.
Definitely.
If we don't have those things, we can't go anywhere.
I agree 100%.
So all those things have to happen first. So talking about a foundation in the basement is irrelevant if we don't have
all those things. All we were doing was trying to get some ideas how much it would cost. I mean, that wasn't the... To start with, we're just trying to get information.
Listening to the members that I talked to on the phone, my survey, there was pretty much the majority we're not interested in increasing dues or additional debt. And that's fine if that's where they're at. So, and then that's what we decide, I guess,
so
at last meeting. But, okay, this is not going to go through the pie-in-the-sky deal. Let's regroup and go with our $30,000 and see what we can do, correct? Is that what,
yes.
Yeah.
Do
but,
I understand happened last
but
week?
But if the amount of the project is more than $30,000.
So seriously, I'm
we still have to go back to the membership.
No.
We have to do some fundraising.
We got
$100,000 worth of fundraising.
We got a member that says, hey, I'll donate the cabinet. I'll get the cabinet work for you.
Okay. Let's work within our...
we've been talking about this for a year now.
I
haven't seen all the money rolling in. I don't.
You know why? One reason why? Because most members are not interested in spending all this money. If they say, hey, they're going to keep this within their own little budget, hey.
They're all for how much?
There's a couple $100.
Yeah.
You know?
And I get that.
And it's happened in the past.
That's not going to add up to $75,000, $80,000, which is the minimum on this project.
I think we need to set a goal to get the necessary funds. First of all, how are we going to know what funds we're going to need? We need a plan.
In our previous meeting, it was discussed that they can get the lumber from the lumber mill on the ranch.
Not all of it. You're not going to get plywood.
If we do some beams.
You're not going to
bust the majority of the framing.
I tell you what, on your building projects, on your building a big house, you know, the lumber is the smallest. That's just a peanut for the cost.
You've got the finished cost,
appliances and stuff.
All the wiring, plumbing, will cost us, with the cost of copper now, $7,000. $10,000. Yeah, for an average house.
Not for what,
that's the price.
Not what we're doing.
Yeah, but we got them in there.
We got them in there.
Okay.
We got
but
them.
It's
we
still
got
an
it'll cost us money.
Money.
I don't think I totally agree with you, Dustin. I don't disagree. My thing is it's just like anything else. The start of this thing is the first shovelful you take. Or destroying something. You know, getting started. And we do need to have a plan. We had a plan. We had a blueprint we went out with. We paid money to have that blueprint done.
But the blueprint equals a much more costly project than we can afford.
I disagree. What I'm telling you guys is that we've already paid to have one done. I'm not saying we do that. I'm just saying, ultimately, at some point in time or another, you know, the metal has to meet the meat. The saw blade has to cut that, you know, through the bone.
But we can't do that without a plan and a permit.
And so
we can't do anything without a permit.
Well, no, we can't. But what we have to do is we have an idea on a 30x40 basement. That's what it's going to cost. All right. So the question is,
do we even want to do a basement?
Yeah, that's the question.
Do we want to do a basement? Because
the
cost.
Me personally, I don't.
I do because I think it's cheap.
Per square footage, it's cheap, but I don't know if we can afford it.
You still have to build the structure on top of that.
That's right.
And if you just go with slab or pier,
stem wall,
added to the existing structure, you have square footage there. You're just adding square footage. Yep. And that's where we started with adding to the north wall so we can insulate that. Well, forget the north wall. We can insulate the north wall another way. Build on another wall and just insulate it if you have to. But, you know, build off to the south where we decided it's a better place, correct? I mean, I'm just talking here, so, you know, correct me if I'm wrong.
That was what the plan was.
We could just add on to the south side of the building and with the stem wall and just add square footage that way.
And then what about next month? Do you think we can have a meeting out there so that we can get a hands on and look at some of these things?
I think you'd be able to have your meeting out there, and I think you should have your meeting out there because right now
we could meet in the garden, Kevin.
It's almost impossible for me or Ole or anybody, even with the pictures I sent you guys. You have no idea how bad that areas, right, by going into the headquarters until you stand next to it and look into that hole. You will be impressed by how much water has gone, or how much soil has been taken downstream.
Well, I know how big, you know, how big the hole was to begin with.
Yeah, and it's five times what it used to be. And I was down there yesterday looking at it, and it's huge. But the other part of it is standing right next to the ranch house and actually taking off some things. You can have a much better idea of what's going on and what you can actually, what you can envision, you know.
And actually step into the old ranch house.
And step into the old ranch house and look.
This doesn't need to be remodeled. It needs to be, or whatever.
I mean, we're looking at a rubble stone foundation under that original ranch house. And I look at all these things. We can build an outside wall. We can do this, this. A bunch of.
I know.
And
we were excited about how to be able to scale that. But if we have to scale down the project, we have to scale down the project.
Yeah.
We need to figure out what's going to be doable.
But again, once we hit that $30,000 limit, where does that money come from? Because we have to do a lot. If we have to spend more, say.
Right.
We don't have a budget idea. See, I don't even know how much of this is going to cost. So if we say the remodel is going to cost $80,000, okay, that's $50,000 over our debt limit, which means we still have to have a loan for that amount. In order to do that, we have to have a vote from the membership. So the first thing we need to do is say, get a plan, get a permit, get somebody to know how much it is, what's the bill of materials, what's the scope of work. Have that done first. Then send that to the membership and do a vote. Otherwise, we're just spinning our wheels.
We'll go nowhere. I think what can happen is that if Taylor can put together some drawings with Don's expertise, we sit down there, and I'll bet you it wouldn't take you very long to look at that, calculate out the amount of material that we're going to need. I mean, in a rough sense, you know. And then we'll have an idea. But you guys need to decide basement, no basement. You need to decide, you know, addition, no addition, or standalone structure, or whatever, and then go from there.
A modular home.
We have discussed
this point out here.
Addition and that's costly. We're going to do standalone, and that's even more. Let's get some plans. Let's get something that we can work on.
Okay. From what we've discussed about that building, is there still a point in time when all these are going to be able to move these families into it? Or are we talking about a new manager? Is that one of the considerations?
Well, let me just tell you what my feelings are. And I'm just talking from a member. And my unfortunate experience out there is I get to know the manager a whole lot better than I really would like to. And I say that facetiously, but there's a truth there. And we're never going to find a perfect manager. They're going to make some people really, like Don was saying earlier, there's no perfect situation.
Yep.
We're going to find somebody who makes some of the people happy and who doesn't make other people happy. But what I do know is this. We had a couple of people out there who I really enjoyed. I liked them. But they were reckless. They're much like me. And so I got along with them very well. However, they were not good with people. And that job's a people's job. Then we had some people out there who had their own agenda. And that own agenda was not in the best interest of the ranch. They were causing problems. Then we had our drug dealers out there. And I'm 3 miles from them that made me nervous. No matter if Ole stays or Ole goes, we need to have a stable family situation there. Whether it's Ole or whether it's not, we need to have someone who is stable, who wants to be there, and provides a welcoming atmosphere for the members when they do show up. Someone who's helpful, someone who understands the ranch work, someone who does all this thing. Is there somebody out there like that who's perfect? I doubt it. But in order to encourage someone to come there and be there, we need to have for them a reasonable, comfortable place in which to live. I lived in a tent for 2 years. I could probably live in a cave for 2 years, and it wouldn't bother me because I adapt. I'm very adaptable. However, the average person or the average family, you know, you're not going to ask them to move into a tent. You're not going to ask them to move into a cave. We have to have something that we can entice them to be out there with. The salary is not going to entice them. You know, when you pay somebody what we could afford to pay them, then they have to have a love of the outdoors. They have to have a love of the remoteness. They have to have a love for all the things they do, because it's not for the money. We have to have something to keep them there. And that a decent housing for them that is reasonable for them to live in and comfortable for them to live in is one of the perks. And so regardless of what we do, we have to do something. Whether it's only or whether it's not old. I mean, I don't care.
I agree 100%.
You know, there's nothing we can do. So,
yeah.
So
no matter who it is, we have to have decent housing.
As the board, I see your guys' response. It's not an easy job, without question, because then you've got people out there sniping at you no matter what decision you make. And the one thing I completely agree with Don and Peter on and the rest of you is that you guys are electors of the board to make decisions. You know what? I don't care. If you guys just sit here and don't do anything, people are going to snipe at you. If you guys sit here and make lots of and do lots of things, people are going to snipe you. Best thing to do? Grow your skin about this thick and just not let it go. Boom.
Make a decision now.
There's always somebody going to. So you guys need to make a decision. You need to look at it from a perspective of, okay, the board always changes hands, and you guys are going to make a decision that might affect the ranch for the next 50 years. You never know. You know? But we got to make moves on some of these things, regardless of what we do. So my suggestion. My suggestion to you guys is, why don't you just simply do what you're talking about. Peter draw a plan, give it to Don, let Don get an idea. We take it to the county. We get a permit.
You know, that's what we need to do.
And then start
it forever. Forward.
Whether it's put an addition on there, whether it's build a standalone structure, whether it's whatever.
Let's put it this way, Don. You skipped one. Let's decide as a board if this is what we want to do. Then we'll get the permit.
Well, yeah, no, we don't get the permit until we know that, until we agree on
it. We need to, like I said before, we need a plan. We need a bill of materials. We need a scope of work. We need somebody hired to manage that job from beginning to end.
We need agreement.
If we don't have those four things, we don't go anywhere.
We need agreement amongst us.
Right, but the other part, the one part, the most important part to me that we're all missing here, what we really need is a decision.
Yeah.
You know, and that decision is to go forward, and I realize you need all these things, but you know what? We've been discussing this now for over a year, and I'll admit to you guys freely that the board, the previous board, the one that was in place in December of 2006, made decisions that you guys are now stuck with. You know, and whether it was the right decision, whether it was the wrong decision, I don't know. I'm not convincing anybody. But you guys are going to make decisions that the next board is going to do.
Yep.
And so I think that you make the move on it, you do what you can, and at that point in time, you know, Ole can decide if he's going to stay or if he's going to go. If you don't decide to do it, he decides to go, then you've got a whole new set of problems. You know, finding somebody else.
But whether or not Ole's here or not, it doesn't really matter. We still have to have decent housing. It has to happen.
It has to happen. But one of the things that you have to remember is, that depending upon what you put in there is the what you're going to entice from there.
Sure.
You know? And so.
Yeah, and we can make improvements as we go, too. Have to be, like I said, you know, all be all, you know, end all. It's we need a structure there that we could make improvements to.
Well, Ole made a comment last meeting that, you know, hey, you guys get started on this. You know, I can do a lot of this, you know?
Yeah. No summer heads.
Well, and
right?
we can't do anything right now with the way the conditions are out there. Oh. But we got what, a month or two.
It'll take a month or two just to get committing and plan and permitting to
figure out plans. So that's what we need to move forward with right now.
Yeah.
Yes, and I'm in agreement. So, did you want to make a motion about throwing a plan up? Is that needed?
I don't need the motion.
I'll do that. We'll do that. Appreciate that. Okay. And as far as funding goes,
well, we need to take off.
We
need a vote. I mean, the reality
what are
is
we voting on.
We cannot.
We've already voted.
Well, no. What I'm saying is, no, for the membership, we cannot get more in debt than $30,000.
Let's wait till we get to.
Yeah.
For
the membership.
Blueprint stuff and get our cost estimates, and then we can decide what we're.
Okay, we don't have that.
Two things. One, can you do one with the basement? Okay. And then whatever the measurements of that house out there go out, and I think it was on the one, because the other plans that whoever did it with that, didn't they go off of that?
I don't know.
Building.
Where is the copy of that plan?
Yes. Look, you all should have one. I have one in the file.
We've got the big plan.
I know.
Larry.
I'd like to have those. If I could have those big plans.
Can you get that for
Taylor? That possible today? I can pick them up.
It's going to be cheaper to put a stem wall out there. It'll be cheaper to put a stem wall out there and then build across the main door.
I have a small one.
I
probably got small one, but far as the draft, it'd be better if you had the bigger drawing for the whole thing. That way they could take off quicker. Like
if you called Dirk Clayson, you could, you could get those
Dirk
to baby free leave.
That's the word with you, okay?
Dirk said
we're trying to make it happen.
Continue
now.
But again,
things we've got to have first.
It's not going to be done for $30,000.
We know that.
We're not saying
it. So, where do we get the other money?
We're out there.
And it's not going to happen from fundraising. I'm telling you that right now. It's not going to happen.
I think we can get a fair amount.
How much? What percentage? What is our ultimate budget?
I think Stephanie will be surprised when we start putting things together and getting some
Here's what I don't want to be in an actual situation.
From people.
We spend $30,000 and we have a hole in the ground, and we have a stem wall.
No,
we're
not going to do that.
We have no money. We all look really stupid.
If you get a loan, the loan isn't all due and payable the first year of construction.
Sure.
And it's payable from association fees.
But again, where are the budget and we're going to find out?
If we go for loans over the $30,000,
we have to get that loan.
We have to get approval
from the membership to have a loan more than $30,000.
But if we do a $30,000 now and do what we can, by the time you're done this year, you can do it.
Say, we'll do it over 5 years.
Say we borrow our $30,000 that we can as a board, and we go after the membership. Hey, we need another, say, $30,000. Finish this project.
But we're still in debt, $30,000.
But we're not going to raise the dues. We're going to service these debts by our regular dues.
Originally, what we talked about is you just get a regular home loan, and we pay for it out of the budget. I don't have a problem with that. But to get that loan, we need to vote from the membership. So what we're going to do is we're going to get the exact card.
Wait till we get the figures.
We're at day one now. We're starting completely from scratch. But this time we're going to have exact figures, commitments.
And this is what we're going to do. This is what we want to do.
This is what we got. We got this commitment from this person.
We still, at some point, have to have a vote from the membership. When is that going to happen? Next month?
If
we're going to do it next month, that means we need to, within 2 weeks, have the. Just see the time frame there.
I know exactly what you're saying.
You see what I mean? Because we have to have those sent out, printed out, and then we have to wait for it to come back.
What?
And then.
If it takes to the middle of summer. We'll rush it to the side.
Do you see what I mean?
But I don't think it'll make any difference.
You still have to have that vote.
Well, you know what? We're not to that point. Right now, as a quorum, we're right here to decide what are we going to build, okay? And that's what we're trying to get to. Then we can go sell it to them.
Yeah, we've been talking about the same subject.
We're back to day one right today.
Yeah. So.
I got an idea, Dustin. Okay. You do the exact same thing with your log home, whatever it was. You do the exact same thing. You get the exact price.
I've been wanting to do that all year.
Sure, do it.
And I've gotten quotes from people, but nobody wants to look at it or talk about it.
Well, I never have heard an exact price
yet.
I have not heard an exact price.
Anytime I start on that, people change their mind and do something different. And so I'm not going to go through. People are going to start charging me money. I'm not going to go through all the effort dealing with
contractor will charge
if I want to do it over and over again. Yes, they will. So I'm not going to go through the effort if they're going to say, "Oh, I'm not going to do it anymore."
Well,
what's the point?
We have made an effort. We approach the members, and the members do not want to spend money.
Yeah, their consensus.
So where is it going to come from if nobody wants to spend money?
From the budget.
The other thing is,
okay, if it's from the budget, then it still has to be done in a loan, right?
Right.
So you still have to vote.
They will vote on that.
So when are we going to make that vote?
As soon as we get the figures. I thought that was clear.
And when are we going to get the figures? Next month? In a week?
Next meeting.
Next meeting.
I mean, we've been talking about this for a year now.
Next meeting.
I'm new on the board.
Okay.
I'm at the mercy of my daughter that's going to be doing this for nothing. So I can't. Grant, you're going to have this done. You're going to have this done tonight. You know, she works a full time job, so. So yeah, I'm going to give her about a month to come up with this and for our next meeting have some hard fact prices, which I haven't seen yet on anything.
You guys got about 10 minutes before Don has to leave.
I don't know.
Next item. That's it.
Okay.